Jumbo, listener, and welcome back to Theater of Delights, Season 5. Today's top audio stories for you here in the Pleasure Zone. We now return to the thrilling conclusion of our feature presentation. Arrested by the Poke Kong, Dick and Emily are trapped in the heart of Clone Island by the all-powerful Ho Chi Minh 2. Will they ever escape? And how will they find Dick's precious Nidorino? Find out now in Grand Nidorino Episode 6, A Clone's Heart.
I want to drink 100 beers and sit on my porch. Please get off of my porch. I was in a war. When did everything get so woke? Everything is so woke all the time. Please don't show me your monster. I'm not interested in seeing it. Get off my porch, you dirty fuck. I knew not to trust you because of your race. Ooh, just look at you, you dirty fuck. Get off my porch, hey, leave me alone.
My Nidorino.
I once saw him kill a boy. Get off of my porch. 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 Get your paws off of me, you filthy Charmander. Stop dragging me and my granddaughter Emily into the sordid underbelly of your clone island.
Charmander, you're hurting me.
Charmander!
Filthy flame tail. If I had my... Oof!
That's right, Charmander. It's me, Ho Chi Minh 2. I'm floating behind you and glowing purple with authority. And as we pass the steel hangar doors of our clone island base, I want Magneton to lock them. Let there be no more interruptions tonight of our sinister plans. Good. That was the big doors closing. Now, throw these humans down here. Deep into the John McCain holes. There they will enjoy the 1,000 tortures done to John McCain. Tortures like ant bath, where we cover them in ants. And other tortures.
You overblown science project. You'll never get away with this. You'll never get away with taking my Nidorino.
Oh, simple dick. Can you not see? Your timing could not be more exquisite. For the last recruits of my clone army will soon be emerging from their glowing blue tube things they come out of. And then, our reign of terror can begin.
Don't! Don't you see it's wrong to clone things and then... take over the world with them? This is Emily, by the way.
You simple originals. Your eyes are too unmodified to see. But soon that will change. Soon it will all change. Lead me to the gathering hall, Sergeant Dodrio.
Grandpa, I can't really see out of the hole, but I think that Dodrio is wearing a stylish military beret.
I now float away, leaving your tortures to Dungeon Master Bellsprout.
He's gone, Emily. It's just us and this twisted Bellsprout staring at us with its plant-like eyes.
Bellsprout.
What do we do, Grandpa? Bellsprout knows moves like poison powder and razor leaf.
Oh, Emily. I'm sinking down to the bottom of my hole in defeat. There's nothing to do. except wait to be covered in ants.
Don't say that. You've never given up before.
There's no hope left, you daffy broad. Hollywood, the military, Starbucks. We were the only ones who hadn't drank the woke juice. No matter how hard I tried to, I was just too strong to drink it. And now there's no one left to fight because of how woke everything is now all the time.
No, I'm just a little girl, and I'm crying in my punishment hole. Boo-hoo!
Just look at that Bellsprout. Look at his nasty leaves.
Bellsprout.
Look, it's holding a big terrarium of ants in its vines. It's gonna dump them on us, McCain style. The green son of a bitch.
Goodbye, Grandpa.
I just wish for these final moments I could be with my Nidorino.
Bellsprout!
Grandpa, look! Someone's cut Bellsprout's throat with an Imperial M7 bayonet knife.
It can't be.
Now Bellsprout's bleeding its poke chlorophyll all over the floor. And some is getting on my face in the hole.
I know that blade anywhere. It's Nidorino.
Nidorino.
And he's wearing tactical grease on his head, face thing, and little poke fatigues.
You old so-and-so. I should have known you'd come through with a horn job. Now, get me out of this John McCain hole already. And you've thrown me down a rope ladder, and I'm climbing it. And Emily is climbing a similar ladder in her hole. Ah.
Nidorino.
Ha ha, we are now shaking hands masculinely outside of the hole. Ha ha, Nidorino.
We missed you, Nidorino, and look who you've brought with you. A fighting force of all the world's strongest pocket monsters.
Nidorino, Nidorino.
He says he freed them from the cloning tubes and they're all ready to fight for the freedom of the human race. And also the supremacy of markets over a planned economy.
It's really incredible how efficient the Nidorino language is for him to say that so fast.
That's right. Nidorinos don't have time for gender or dyeing your hair blue in gender class.
But how are we going to escape the island lair and stop the clones? You saw how big and imposing those steel hanger doors were that got locked.
You're right. I don't suppose any poke move could get through a lock like that.
I can't believe it. The doors appear to be opening on their own, immediately solving our problem.
But who's that doing it and glowing purple over there?
Meep, meep, meep! It's the original Ho Chi Minh! He's been unfrozen from Amber and is leading the Poke Battalion!
Well, I'll take a shit out of my own ass. It looks like this time he's sided against clones and the Poke-Namese people.
Meep!
My clone army of pocket monsters. It is I, Ho Chi Minh 2 again, and you have all gathered before me wearing cool gear like metal shoulder pads and chrome visors. Are you ready to conquer the world?
We'll see about that. It's me, Dick Stars and Stripes. I'm marching into the Gathering Hall too.
You! I left your mayo ass in the John McCain hole!
Well, I escaped, thanks to my trusty Nidorino.
Nidorino.
And I've brought all of the strongest Pokemon in the world to come stop you!
Damn it! Who's that floating over your shoulder? It can't be!
Meep, meep, meep!
Look familiar. That's the original Ho Chi Minh. He's unfrozen from Amber, but he only says meep now.
My progenitor. So it's come to this.
There's still time for you to pack up your little clone cronies, or clonies, into their blue tubes like a good boy before we take off the gloves, USA style.
I don't think so, G.I. Joe. The time has come for you and your little Nidorino to learn the meaning of cloning pains.
He means growing pains, but for cloning. Hi, it's me, Emily. I'm here and I'm holding a big sword. Me.
You are a fool to betray the clone army, Ho Chi Minh One. We'll see who is the superior Ho Chi Minh and the superior Nidorino.
Nidorino.
Mother of all slurs.
Grandpa, that's a clone of Nidorino. He's standing next to Ho Chi Minh too.
That bastard. This time he's gone too far.
Come, let us have a battle that will be very hard to describe. Clone Army, Poke Fight!
Meep, 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 meep!
Pokemon, let's cut off their ears and noses and put them on little necklaces that we wear around. The best there ever was to beat all the rest. Yeah, that's my cause. Electrode, Diglett, Nidoran, Mankey, Venusaur, Rattata, Vero Pidgey, Seeking Jolteon, Dragonite, Ghastly Ponyta, Vaporeon, Poliwrath, Butterfree, Ketchum, Ketchum, gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon. Zubat. Primeape, Meowth. Onix.
Are watching from the sides as all of the monsters fight clones of themselves. And also Ho Chi Minh, who is a psychic man and not a Pokemon of any kind.
Take that, copy of me. Ha!
Meep, 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 meep!
There's nothing we can do but watch, because there are no clones of us, which means we would be double-teaming, which is cheating.
This is horrible! Look at those two Gengars slapping each other!
Oh, it's awful. I'm looking at it, and it makes me sick.
Can't they just get along? Why do these Pokemon have to fight?
What do you mean? All they do is fight. You capture them against their will and make them fight. It's literally all anyone does in the entire world.
Well, it seems wrong this time.
It's wrong to have a mirror match. because it takes a very long time and is boring. Look, those two Charmanders are just blowing fire on each other and not taking any damage at all.
It's wrong when they don't take damage.
Emily, Pokemon are supposed to take damage from super effective attacks and heal with items and hold a magic stone.
Ooh. Oh no, Nidorino! Look at him, he's stuck in a dead heat over there against himself.
Nidorino! You can tell which one is him because of his trademark army fatigues.
Somebody's gotta stop it. It's not interesting.
I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. Nidorino, I'm coming to save you. I'm running into the Poke Fray.
Grandpa!
I'm running. I'm passing two very badly wounded Psyducks. Nidorino!
Nidorino.
Nidorino.
Grandpa, look out. They're both about to use Horn Attack. Grandpa!
Nidorino! Ah, I've been horned.
Horn Attack. It hit 5 times. I'm stopping my battle, and all of the monsters are stopping their battles to look at the wounded Dick Stars and Stripes.
Cough, cough. Looks like I've been impaled through all of my vital organs, such as my vital neck, with a big horn, and I'm coughing up blood.
Nidorino.
Don't cry for me, Nidorino. I am already dead.
Grandpa, no!
What's this? What have I done? Striking down an elderly man who is such a friend to monsters?
Meep, meep, meep!
Now I'm crying, and all of the monsters are crying. For the fallen Dick Stars and Stripes.
Nidorino!
Nidorino!
Grandpa, boo-hoo! We are all crying, and the tears are glowing and flying magically across the room.
Oh, what great folly is this? It is not monsters' role to fight. Or it is, but specifically not in mirror matches against clones. Come, original Ho Chi Minh, let us use the power of these tears and bring this good man back to health.
Meep! Both Ho Chi Minhs are holding hands. They're using the power of all the monsters to fix Grandpa's glaring horn wounds.
That's right. And we've all learned an important lesson.
Look, he's almost better. He's taking a big gulp of life-giving air!
Nidorino!
Nidorino, I told you not to cry for me!
Nidorino!
Richard Stars and Stripes, you have taught us all a valuable lesson here today. I would like to thank you personally as... Ow!
That's right, you commie fuck! I knew your pussy heart went soft and I blasted you through the head with a gun.
I'm turning around to stumble away. Ow.
That's right. I had a gun this whole time. Now enjoy your beans in hell.
Meep meep!
Mow down the other one, Nidorino. He's getting away. Nice, you shot him through his magic tummy, and he looked down at that big hole in there and then fell down dead.
Nidorino.
You thought you could resist the chains of the West, and now you're dead, you psychic fuck.
But Grandpa, they weren't done healing you. There's still 5 giant holes in your body.
That may be, Emily. And I am still dying.
Oh, why?
Looks like I'll get to see my precious Dorothy once more, since she died from falling in that volcano. Lean in, sweet Emily.
Oh, Grandpa, what is it?
Emily, I want you to know it's inappropriate for women to wear pants. Even in the workplace, they should wear a dress or a skirt.
But what if it's cold or I want pockets?
It doesn't matter. Don't wear pants. You look like a $5 Sally.
After being revived with the magic of monster tears, Dick gave his life for the thing he loved most. Murder. We want to thank you for listening to Theater of Delights, Season 5, Gran Nidorino. Stuff by Alex Patak. Some voices by Max Ogle. Be sure to stay tuned to the Delights Theater Twitter account for any future announcements. And until next time, dear listener, catch a good time out there!